Chapter 4, The Eucharist According to the Fathers of the Church. The Fathers of the Church give a united testimony regarding the Eucharist, although expressed in differing ways. They emphasize above all the reality of Christ's body and blood, that it is the sacrifice of Christ, and that it is a sacrament that brings about interior unity in the mystical body of Christ, and thus must be celebrated in union with the bishop. The substantial conversion of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ was strongly affirmed hundreds of years before the term transubstantiation was developed. We shall look briefly at these early sources in which this doctrine unfolds and develops as the Church reflects on that deposit of faith, making it clearer and generating a more perfect terminology. The Didache. Perhaps the earliest description of the celebration of the Eucharist outside the New Testament is from Didache 14, which is dated either to the second half of the first century or to the first half of the second century. Quote, "On the Lord's own day, gather together and break bread and give thanks, having first confessed your sins, so that your sacrifice may be pure. But let no one who has a quarrel with a companion join you until they have been reconciled, so that your sacrifice may not be defiled. For this is the sacrifice concerning which the Lord said, in every place and time, offer me a pure sacrifice. For I am a great king, says the Lord, and my name is marvelous among the nations." End quote. Although brief, the text is important. First of all, for associating the solemn celebration of the Eucharist with the Lord's Day, meaning Sunday, also referred to as the first day of the week by St. Justin. Second, the text repeatedly refers to the Eucharist as a sacrifice. Third, the text connects the ability to offer a clean sacrifice with interior purity, which requires reconciliation with one's neighbors and confession of sins. In support of the sacrificial aspect of the Eucharist and its connection with interior purity, the Didache quotes the prophecy of Malachi 1:11, which will be quoted extensively by the Fathers with regard to the Eucharistic sacrifice. Malachi 1, 10-14 says, quote, "I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is feared among the nations." End quote. Prayers for what is called the Eucharist are given in Didache 9 and 10, but the text seems to refer to an agape meal of Christian fraternity that is either joined to a Eucharistic celebration, as we see was the case in the Corinthian community when St. Paul reproved them in 1 Corinthians 11 for their lack of fraternal charity in their agape, or distinct from it. It seems that Didache 9 gives the prayers for the blessing over the food in the agape. It is possible that there is a transition in Didache 10 to properly Eucharistic prayers, although there is no institution narrative, epiclesis, or mention of sacrifice, as there is repeatedly in Didache 14, which strongly suggests that this is an agape distinct from the Eucharist, in which the faithful perhaps received the pre-sanctified Eucharist or simply blessed bread. In the prayers of thanksgiving, which are clearly related to Jewish thanksgiving after meals, God is praised because he has given food and drink for all men to enjoy, but much more because, quote, "To us you have graciously given spiritual food and drink and eternal life through your servant," end quote. These prayers of thanksgiving contain a beautiful prayer that asks that the church may be gathered from the four winds and made perfect in love. The prayer concludes with the plea that the Lord return and the world pass away, followed by what seems to be an invitation to communion for those who are rightly disposed. Quote, "If anyone is holy, let him come. If anyone is not, let him repent."